this influenza that is now circling the globe, you're saying that silver solution would be effective.
Well, let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus.
That's TV evangelist Jim Baker helping sell a drinkable liquid with silver particles to prevent or cure anything from the common flu to SARS and HIV. Even though there's been no credible medical research to back up such claims, it's being marketed here as a potential cure for coronavirus.
Able to eliminate it within 12 hours.
Yeah.
Totally eliminate it, kills it, and deactivates it.
Yeah.
That's just one example of the coronavirus scams and frauds featuring bogus home testing kits, non-existent vaccines, and dubious cure-all elixirs.
If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Brian Schroeder is the U.S. Attorney for Alaska, the top federal prosecutor in the state.
If you're being offered a cure when we know that there's not any treatments out there that have been approved yet, or you know you're being offered a test when we know those are being controlled by, you know, by hospitals and medical professionals, chances are that's some kind of scam.
John Haley, an assistant attorney general working in the state's Consumer Protection Unit, says scammers get leverage by capitalizing on people's fear and anxiety. But this time, with the current pandemic, that fear is already universally built in.
Because when people are afraid, they'll often make, you know, rash decisions kind of quickly without thinking things through because of that heightened anxiety, of that, you know, quickened heartbeat. And people will, you know, make mistakes in their guard. It may go up, but not in the right direction.
Schroeder says other frauds include masks and other personal protective equipment apparently being sold at sky-high prices or by companies that suddenly emerge out of thin air. He says scammers may also pose as charities, cold-calling potential victims with bogus pitches to get their credit card information. Sarah Nashell is with the advocacy organization AARP Alaska. And she says the biggest scam right now appears related to small business loans, unemployment payments, and stimulus funds. They're likely phishing attempts. That's phishing with a PH.
Be careful of anybody calling, emailing, or texting stating that they need to verify your bank account or your personal information in order to deposit or speed up, say, your stimulus check or your Trump dollars.
Shell says anyone who had their tax refunds directly deposited recently does not need to submit their bank account number. U.S. Attorney Brian Schroeder says an effective tool is using your common sense.
Somebody's asking you for something and there's that queasy feeling in the pit of your stomach that, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this. Don't do it. Take a step back. If you feel concerned about, you know, hitting that button on your computer, stop and don't do it and get some help.
The advice that everyone gives includes hanging up the phone, don't give out your personal info or credit card number, and the link in that email or text message could lead to the theft of your personal info or load malware on your computer or cell phone. Like other federal prosecutors around the country, Schroeder says they have a dedicated COVID consumer fraud coordinator in their Anchorage office, so they can track down and prosecute a scammer operating out of another state.
Right from the top, Attorney General Barr told us, I want you to make this a priority to stop this as it, you know, as we see it happening.
Haley says the state's Consumer Protection Unit can't file criminal charges, but they can take civil action to shut down fraudsters and scammers in Alaska and impose hefty fines. And that's pretty much what happened with Jim Baker, who helped market the silver collodial on his TV show. And New York State's Attorney General sent Baker a cease and desist letter, and Missouri has sued to prevent him from trying again to sell the stuff later. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.